Homeland Security shakeup.
Determined to use immigration to motivate the president's base.
Virginia takes NCAA title.
We did it!
Number one!
Actress pleads guilty in admissions scandal.
The message to the remaining defendants, you better get in here quick.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. The number two official at the Department of Homeland Security has been ousted. Two other officials are on the way out, too. It all follows the abrupt departure of Homeland Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen. And the latest Trump administration shakeup has also claimed the head of the Secret Service. CBS News Chief Washington correspondent Major Garrett says a key voice in the White House is behind the sweeping overhaul.
Speechwriter and immigration hawk Stephen Miller won a crucial internal battle in late March when the president gave him control over immigration policy and Homeland Security personnel. Senior advisor and son-in-law Jared Kushner had been lobbying Mr. Trump to work with Congress in pursuit of new laws. But the president refused and gave new power to Miller, who's looking to revive the family separation policy and close ports of entry.
At stake is the question of whether or not the United States remains a sovereign country.
Miller and the president now appear determined to use immigration to motivate the president's base and portray Democrats as soft on security.
Well, President Trump's Attorney General William Barr goes before Congress for the first time since he dispatched a four-page summary of the report by Special Counsel Robert Mueller. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
He doesn't plan to bring up the Mueller report at all today, but Democrats are sure to ask him about it, and especially about those reports that he may have mischaracterized some of the report's findings. They are also going to want to know when he plans to release the 400-some-page report and how many redactions he plans to make to it.
Well, fitting end to March Madness last night, the NCAA basketball championship went to overtime, and Virginia outlasted Texas Tech 85-77. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
1 year after being humiliated, the Virginia Cavaliers found redemption.
Virginia with the all-time turnaround title.
Last year, the Cavaliers became the first number one seed ever to lose to a number 16 seed. Last night, history of a different kind as Virginia for the first time won the championship. Coach Tony Bennett says the pain of last year made this year's squad stronger.
They had a deal with things, their own stuff inside.
Last night's game wasn't easy. Virginia made a big three-point basket in the final seconds to force overtime. In the overtime, the Cavaliers took control. Kyle Guy was named the most outstanding player.
We came in together and said that we were going to win a national championship, and it's the greatest feeling I've ever felt in basketball.
Steve Futterman, CBS News, at the national championship game in Minneapolis.
In the college admissions scandal, actress Felicity Huffman has pleaded guilty. She was accused of paying $15,000 to rig her daughter's SAT score. CBS News legal analyst Ricky Kleeman.
Her pleading guilty at this early stage shows that she does indeed have remorse. It was very, very smart.
Prosecutors are recommending she get the low end of the sentencing scale, 4 to 10 months. Netflix, meantime, has delayed the release date of a new film starring Huffman. Checking out the hospital emergency room tells a chilling story about kids and attempted suicide. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
A new look at emergency room records shows visits from children and teens considering or attempting suicide doubled between 2007 and 2015 to 1.1 million. That's a far higher total than previously thought, and the rate seems to be accelerating. Suicide is now the second leading cause of death among Americans between 10 and 34. The researchers have told us the what. What they don't know is the why. Steve?
A 1,000-mile stretch from the Rockies to the Great Lakes is in for a wintry blast, anywhere from between 6 inches of snow and more than a foot. There is concern again that when the snow melts, it could mean flooding in parts of the Midwest. Investigators say a man was planning to ram a stolen rental truck into people at a popular tourist spot. CBS's Chris Van Cleve says the suspect is a 28-year-old allegedly inspired by ISIS.
He drove to Washington's Dulles Airport to target disbelievers, but arrived around 5 a.m. and found few people. So instead, he headed to National Harbor in Maryland. He allegedly told investigators, quote, "I was just going to keep driving and driving and driving. I wasn't going to stop."
Three American service members and a U.S. contractor were killed in Afghanistan yesterday. Pentagon correspondent David Martin.
The convoy of American vehicles was overtaking a car which pulled over to the side of the road.
apparently to let them pass. But when the convoy drew even with the car, it detonated.
7 U.S. soldiers have died in Afghanistan this year. It's Election Day in Israel, as we hear from CBS's Robert Berger.
Prime Minister Benjamin Bibi Netanyahu has been dogged by corruption allegations as he seeks a fourth consecutive term, and that is costing him votes.
I don't want to vote for Bibi Netanyahu, a person who has legal issues.
But Netanyahu's base remains faithful.
I support Bibi the most. I think he's the only one that's smart enough, strong enough.
Netanyahu faces a stiff challenge from former General Benny Gantz. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Now to Alabama for a look at what's going on in the nation's schools. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez says teachers and administrators there are training to save a life.
Call 911!
Staff members here in Montgomery are acting out a scenario of an opioid overdose.
Jamise, are you okay?
The goal is to learn how to administer an overdose reversal drug called Naloxone.
Very nice job, guys.
I spent 10 years in a public school as a principal, and it's very common to be walking down the hall and come upon a situation like this.
I mean, you're learning possibly how to save a life here.
That's right. Yes.
We needed to call 911 a little sooner.
The woman giving out instructions is State Nurse Administrator Jennifer Ventress.
We developed this training to teach people in the absence of a nurse how to give this drug.
So a principal, a coach, possibly a teacher.
Exactly.
More than 400 opioid-related overdose deaths were reported in the state of Alabama in 2017. According to the CDC, the state ranked highest in the nation in opioid prescriptions back in 2015. Eric Mackey is Alabama's state superintendent.
People could say, well, you ought to be investing your money just in textbooks and teachers and academic things. But there will be no good academic outcomes if there's not healthy students in school.
Manuel Bajorquez, CBS News, Montgomery, Alabama.
Sometimes it is a choice between paying the rent and buying medicine.
MarketWatch is out with a new study by Enterprise Community Partners that says 54% of renters say they've put off medical care because they could not afford it. The care those people delayed most frequently included receiving routine checkups, going to the doctor when sick, and purchasing over-the-counter medication. Meantime, 90% of healthcare professionals say that when they've told patients to decrease their stress, they say financial issues are the biggest stressor in their lives. Matt Piper, CBS News.
It's early in the baseball season, but Baltimore Orioles slugger Chris Davis has yet to get a hit. In fact, dating back to last September, he's 0 for 49, a new Major League record for futility. He tops the 0 for 46 mark set by Eugenio Velez in 2011 with the Dodgers. That's the World News Roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.